Dear Sir, I have never written a letter to the editor or had ever planned to, but I feel like this is something that is definitely affecting more than just me in this city, province and country. During the last 2 years of the pandemic, people have seen real estate pricing going absolutely crazy. In this market, it is near impossible, if not impossible, for first-time homebuyers to acquire a house. I don't stand a chance in this market. Even as a couple with a 300k mortgage, we have been absolutely crushed with our offers. We were outbid twice by 70k over asking cash offer on one house and 80k over asking cash offer on another. We maxed out our offers to try and get them to no avail. Unless we take the risk of bidding 280 to 300k on a 200k house, we have no chance. And there are very few, if any, houses being listed for that. On top of that, we have to have no conditions attached, which means we take on every risk possible that we don't see or know of from our visual inspections. I'm not sure about other people in our shoes, but I'm not a home inspector, and if I'm already overbidding tens of thousands of dollars, I can't take any more financial risk in repairs that are most likely present because all of our savings have gone into the down payment we barely scraped together. So, if we can't afford to buy a house, rent then, right? Well, there's that problem too. People are being evicted all over because landlords can get more money from people, especially during desperate times. Most people are going to pay the $1,400 to $1,500 plus utilities to make sure they have a roof over their head. And this pricing is for most two-bedroom apartments, with some one-bedrooms being listed for over $1,200, while still making below the livable wage. These individuals will live in absolute poverty to make sure that someone else can reap the rewards of owning property during such uncertain times, and with inflation climbing to add to the problem. My wife and I have looked at apartments, and there is a lot of issues there as well. So many landlords want to make an easy dollar, but when it comes to the actual rules of renting, they don't want to abide by them. They get to pick and choose which rules they will follow and which ones they won't. And as a tenant, it's up to us to inform the city or LTB of all the problems or illegal apartments, which I have to have a lease and be living in to file these claims. Maybe there should have been a regulatory body put in place many, many years ago to ensure things like this didn't happen? Why is it on the tenant to make sure the landlord, the person who wants to play the game, plays by rules? You'll read stories from landlords too that they've had the worst tenants ever, but maybe it's 'cause they lived in a shithole to begin with. As a renter who has had to move 6 times in 7 years, pre-pandemic, due to negligence on the landlord's part, one understand a lot of tenants' frustrations. Maybe if we had an actual decent place we wanted to go to and call home, it wouldn't be so disastrous. I think more tenants understand that it's the owner's house, but it's our home when we're in it, and it would be nice to feel safe and comfortable in it, especially when rent pricing is so ludicrous right now. We had looked at one apartment that seemed very promising, great location, close to amenities, etc., but as soon as pets were mentioned, we had no chance at getting it. We have cats. And of course, there is no way to prove that we weren't considered because of our pets, or race or religion or anything else for that matter. But we knew we weren't considered after talking to other tenants. There was another apartment we had looked at, central location, which seemed decent in the pictures. The nicest unit in the building, you couldn't fit in a bed bigger than a double up the stairs in a two-bedroom apartment. We also found out after the viewing that this building is registered for 3 units and they have 6 apartments in it. How? How is that allowed? It seems that the city will never be proactive and instead is only reactive. Fires and possibly deaths seem to be the only way these issues get any attention. The other issue I feel like is happening is that all the housing and rentals are going for such a high price that the people who seem to be affording them are either people from down south or people who can now work from home. Is it possible that this may push the actual labor force out of the city? The people who actually have to go to their work location and who can't do their jobs from home may have to leave the city they grew up in? The city we've lived in for decades, worked in, and don't want to give up careers. I've been at my current job for 5 years and don't want to give up all that time invested just because I can't live in the same city where my actual job requires me to work. I guess some of us will be forced to commute hours a day to and from home just to stay employed at this rate, and commuting has its own set of complications I won't bother getting into. For those who only own one house or have an apartment currently, consider staying where you are. You're very fortunate, and if you are being evicted or threatened by your landlord to leave, make sure you fight. Stop them from screwing you and your family over for the mighty dollar. Kefner Robson, concerned North Bay citizen.